This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So I'm back in New York today. I had some more people to talk to. But when I was here at the end of last week, though, I had a chance to go see a new play. It's called Dry Powder, about a private equity firm that's in the middle of a PR nightmare at the same time that it's trying to figure out whether to buy a struggling American company and strip it down for parts and profit, or to rebuild the thing and make a go of it. It's that push and pull between making as much money as you can or taking slightly less so people can keep their jobs. Claire Danes, John Krasinski, Hank Azaria is in it too. Quite the cast. All the more impressive when you consider it's the first actual production of one of her plays for the playwright Sarah Burgess. Dry Powder's at the Public Theater here in New York, also the original home of Hamilton, by the way. Anyway, last Friday, Sarah Burgess swung by our New York bureau for a chat, which I started by asking her where she got the idea for this story in the first place.
I think it was when Mitt Romney ran for president. He billed himself as someone who had turned companies around, and there was sort of a metaphor there as far as, like, you know, turning America around and sort of being good at sort of restructuring an organization, right, and improving it. I remember reading a Times article about Bain Capital's buyout of a medical company called Data International, and it sort of focused a lot on the employees and the effect of layoffs and sort of how Bain Capital still ended up sort of extracting some money from the company and ended up okay, even though the company did go through a period of bankruptcy. So I found that intriguing and inherently a little dramatic, and at some point it suggested two characters to me that I thought could be maybe kind of funny.
Which you see in the script and in the show that I saw last night. And eventually it makes its way to the Public Theater. Yeah. How did that happen?
I applied to the Public's writing group, the Emerging Writers Group, and I had an agent. And the Emerging Writers Group has a policy that if you have an agent, you can't be in the group because they want to, you know, I think admirably, pull people in who really are outside of the industry.
And if you've got an agent, you have a leg up. Right?
Totally fair. So I was not able to join the group. But I think in that process of applying, the play got passed through the literary department up to Oscar Eustace, who runs the Public Theater. Right. And then I got a call. My agent said, you know, Oscar Eustace wants to meet with you. And she was like, you know, just so you know, he meets with a lot of emerging artists. So this doesn't mean he wants to do your play.
Right.
But then, you know, now we're...
And I'm holding the playbill from last night with a note in it that says, from Oscar Eustace, that says, it's rare, very rare, that I read a play handed to me by my literary department and immediately announce, we're producing this. But that's what happened with Dry Powder.
Yeah.
So it kind of worked out for you.
Yeah, it did. I'm still sort of shocked by that happening, that happened.
She says 6 weeks into this play's run.
Yeah.
To great reviews and a full house last night. And I'm sure full houses for the past month and a half.
Well, yeah. And I mean, to work with Tommy Cale has been incredible.
The guy who did Hamilton.
Yeah.
To drop the name here.
Yes, to drop the name. Yes. Yeah.
Right. I kept up with a lot of the lingo and a lot of the snappy sort of financy dialogue because I do this day in and day out. Did you worry about losing people?
I didn't at first because I was writing the play just on my own. Like, let me see if I can write this. But in the process of going before audiences, there will be times when you feel like even IPO, which is a term that I assume is kind of familiar to like the lay population, is actually not. So that was a line that I changed.
Initial public offering, by the way, for those.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, well, right? Yeah, see,
exactly.
There you go.
But then even that phrase is not necessarily more clear for people. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's the thing. LP, limited partner, you end up the same way. You know, when you sit down to a play, a new play by a writer you don't know, there's a little bit of like, you know, buckle up. Like, what am I in for? You know, and so then you hear people are like slammed with all these terms. I did actually start to sort of pare some of that down and try to give people a little way in, you know, in the dialogue. I don't know. I still don't know that I've attained mastery over writing that way, but I think it's a fun thing to at least try.
Yeah.
You just don't want to alienate people.
What's it like to read a review of your play in the New York Times? Where I think it was Ben Brantley, right?
It was Charles Isherwood.
Charles Isherwood.
Yeah.
He liked it. It was good. He said nice things about you.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It was surreal. You know, it's obviously a little nerve-wracking, but it's also everything you work for is one day to be evaluated, you know, at that level.
It bears a mention here that I think the first or second line in that review is, Bernie Sanders fans, have we got a play for you? I mean, it comes with an outlook, this play does.
It's funny. I never really thought of that. To me, like, it's a comedy, so the characters sort of are pushed to certain extremes.
That's so funny. You think it's comedy? I mean, it was fun. Sorry, wait. That sounded terrible. Because it was funny.
I
laughed a lot.
I heard it was a quiet house last night, but I didn't realize it was that quiet.
No, yeah. I'm really sorry. It was funny, and there were a lot of laugh lines.
But
it's, I don't know if it's a ha-ha comedy, right?
Well, because there's a question of sort of people's livelihoods in the balance. And that's
right,
nothing,
and there,
like,
and
that's
there are
not,
value judgments right. made, and there are moral stands made. And
I mean, I think to me that the play is about, you know, you have John's character and Claire's character, Seth and Jenny, arguing in front of their boss about what should we do with this company.
Right.
And so you have these two points of view presented. One is faith in free enterprise, and you pursue your own self-interest. And this is a really central value of this country. And the counter-argument is that John's character starts to offer has to do with maybe a little bit of restraint if it means that folks who are not well-positioned can keep their jobs. And, of course, I'm some, you know, liberal tote bag-carrying, you know, Times-reading person from Brooklyn, but I do see there's something about Claire's character and the honesty, you know, the lack of cant that I find, I do see the appeal of that. So I understand why the play could feel political in that way, but I didn't, for me, it was about the tension between these two sides.
Right.
And mostly, I think it's funny when people fight with each other. So like hearing that fight, or I guess maybe less funny in your opinion.
No,
but like,
no, it was funny. I laughed. It really
hearing
was.
That, hearing just... that, I'm just kidding. But like, here, you know, so I think the play also interacts with our current political moment in that way, which is obviously great in a lot of ways to have a play do that. But yeah.
If you happen to be in New York through the end of the month, it's at the Public Theater. It's called Dry Powder. Sarah Burgess wrote it. Sarah, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having me. It was fun.